Section 149. Glorified art thou, O my God. I give praise to thee, that thou hast made me able so to reveal thine utterances and manifest thy proofs and thy testimonies, that every proof hath been made to circle round my will and every testimony to compass my pleasure. Thou seest me, O my Lord, lying at the mercy of thine adversaries who have repudiated thy signs and refuted thy testimony and turned back from thy beauty and resolved to shed my blood. I beseech thee, O thou who art the Lord of all names, by thy name through which thou hast subdued all created things, to graciously aid thy servants and thy loved ones to cleave steadfastly to thy cause. Give them then to drink what will quicken their hearts in thy days. Enable them, moreover, O my Lord, to fix their gaze at all times upon thy pleasure, and to yield thee thanks for the evidences of thine irrevocable decree. For thou art verily praiseworthy in all that thou hast done in the past or wilt do in the future, and art to be obeyed in whatsoever thou hast wished or wilt wish, and to be loved in all that thou hast desired or wilt desire. Thou lookest upon them that are dear to thee with the eyes of thy loving kindness, and sendest down for them only that which will profit them through thy grace and thy gifts. We entreat thee, O thou who art the cloud of bounty and the succourer of the distressed, that thou wilt aid us to remember thee and to make known thy cause, and to arise to help thee. Though all weakness, we yet have clung to thy name, the most powerful, the almighty. Bless thou, O my God, them that have stood fast in thy cause, and whom the evil suggestions of the workers of iniquity have failed to deter from turning towards thy face, and who have hastened with their whole hearts toward thy grace, until they finally quaffed the water that is life indeed from the hands of thy bounty. Potent art thou to do thy pleasure. No God is there save thee, the mighty, the most generous.